On a new journey to expand your mind with the possibilities of healing through energy work.
Pure energy.
Energy is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. But this free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
Here's your host, Jenny Storm.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, everybody, to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis. And I'll be with you shortly tonight, maybe about an hour, maybe less. I'm not sure. I have been doing my little impromptu shows lately, which I am so loving because I feel like I could do my best work when I just feel like it rather than schedule. And I know I went on a whole thing about it on my last show, so I don't want to bore you with that, but I'm afraid I'm so long-winded that no matter what I do, I'm going to bore you at some point. I know you're not here for that exactly. I know you're here for your own personal energy healing and at the very least to experience what you can from the universal energy that's out there and all around us. I am just so jazzed to be able to bring that out to you guys and see what we can do. Take it for a spin. You know what I'm saying? So yes, tonight, weather permitting, is especially why I don't know if I'm going to be on very long. We are having this huge thunderstorm, and it's beautiful, but it's rather noisy, and it's really, really hot, too. I have the air going, and I'm still kind of melting, you know. So depending on how tolerant I am to the heat, which I'm pretty good so far, and hopefully y'all can hear me still with the air blaring and stuff. But yeah, I do plan on just doing some good old-fashioned energy work tonight. I am excited and ready if you are. So if you're listening, yes, indeedy, tonight, you can call me at 516-666-9920, and you can get in queue here. I see that callers are already waiting. Thank you. And just if you're new, you're going to know that I do talk a little bit. Then I take a music break. You know, I kind of take my sweet-ass time. But there's all, you know, there's a method to my madness. I like to just kind of, you know, let the universal energy kind of accumulate and hang out with us. And it's just I got to feel it, if you know what I mean. I'm sure you do. If you're at least a little bit into this stuff, you can definitely catch my vibe and my drift on it. So, yeah, I do see some callers hanging. If you are one who is just listening, that's fine. But remember to press 1 to know, for me to know that you want to be picked up and to speak with me tonight. If you don't press 1, I will not pick you up. I think I got that going correctly. I don't know. You know, it's it's funny. I do kind of work with tech stuff. It was part of my past life of my day job. But... Once I came back here to the Blog Talk Network, I see things have changed a little bit. So sometimes I don't even know what the heck they're doing or what they're talking about. But I think that's how it works, is what I'm trying to say. All right. So with all that being said, yes, tonight you can call in for your own personal energy healing. And if you're new, a little bit about me. I am an energy healer. I am an intuitive and a shamanic practitioner. I guess they all work exclusively. It just depends on what I'm doing and what someone might have in terms of an ailment or whatever. I think they incorporate one another quite nicely. So if I pick up the phone for you, basically, I ask you what's wrong or what I can do for you, and you can describe that to me as best as you can. We are not on video. And, you know, I think that's good and bad. I enjoy this because I know in my experience that there are so many people who are, you know, a little bit shy or a little bit afraid to get out in public and be like, hey, this is what's wrong with me, you know. And I thought the best thing to do is better than anything is like this kind of format, because again, you know, you could say your name is Jack when it's really Fred, and I don't really need your name anyway. It's all done anonymously, and I think that's an easier way for people to kind of reach out when they need to, if they feel that this kind of work can help them, you know. So that's where my head's at, and why I started this show to begin with was to sort of put that out there in places that otherwise might not see this kind of work. You know, we have a lot of psychic stuff out there, which I think is awesome and whatnot, but we don't have a lot of healing stuff, and when we do, often it's kind of hokey, you know, or I don't know, where they're like, well, you have to count to 10 and stand on one foot and do some mantras and so on and so forth. And I figure the way I work is just basically pure energy. And that's the show is called Pure Energy, or at least the link is. And that's how it goes, you know. And I guess to segue into something I wanted to bring up is I wanted to talk about dogma in spirituality, because there's so much of it. And it's interesting, you know, how you have your social media and it reminds you of posts you've made last year or whatever. Well, this time last year, I made a discussion on my YouTube channel about this very topic, the dogma in spirituality. I've been talking about this stuff for many years, and I have made, I wouldn't say enemies exactly, but I've made some waves to people that just really hold on to ritual or whatever, in the sense that I have never thought that we should have all these rules. I thought that the bulk of us, the lot of us, we went to spirituality to become more free in our thinking, you know. And then in terms of shamanism, which I love dearly and I practice, yes, there are things that we hold sacred. There are things that we do, but there are no limitations there either. You know, you can do ceremony, but you can do it to where your heart tells you to do it. You know, there isn't a paint by numbers there either, you know, but I will say when it comes to healing or even psychic work, you will have the moms and the grandmothers of the industry say you're doing it wrong. On many occasions through the years in my experience, I've had people say it to others, especially the new ones coming up, you know, oh, that's not how it's done. Oh, and you need this, and you need to do that, and you need to hop around three times in order, you know, whatever it is that they read 50 years ago, you know. And I understand where they're coming from in that that's what they believe, but to project that belief onto others is really, you know, it's kind of iffy in my opinion. You know, it's something that I'm not really interested in, you know, advertising for other people to do, is to be so dogmatic that they get lost in technique rather than in, you know, straight up free-flowing ways to do things, which is what I think spirituality should be. I think that's my own personal belief. So you can't take my belief as gospel either, you know, but it's just something that I would love to talk about probably every time I get in public anywhere, but it just so happens that came up as a topic I had last year, you know, where basically, my friends, if you are doing something with love, if you're doing it from your heart, if you're doing it with good intentions and validation too, you know, whether it's a psychic thing or a healing thing, if you're doing it with positive results, then you're not doing it wrong. Okay? And I can't express that enough. I just can't. So being said, yep, boop, boop, I've talked a whole bunch. I'm going to take my first music break, and then I will get to the phones. Yes, there's still time to call in, absolutely. So 516-666-9920, and I'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Down, break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
A little birdie at the end. I don't know if you caught that, but yeah, Tom Petty, Learning to Fly. And welcome back everybody to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I'm here, I'm hanging in there still in the heat, in the humidity, with the wind blowing and this the thunder coming. It's beautiful, actually, as I've said. And you know, it's interesting how we can look at things in different ways. We can look at the same thing and see something completely different. Some people are quite fearful of a storm, where others are just so in awe of a storm and they can't wait to see one. You know, which are you? You know, I don't know. For me, it's really funny, and it might be just me or whatever, but like, I can always tell when a thunderstorm is coming because I feel electric. I can actually feel, I guess it's the static electricity involved in creating such a storm. It is electric, right? But I can feel it, and it kind of makes my skin crawl a bit. Like, and like I stuck my finger in an electric socket. It's really very interesting. I suppose it's probably the air pressure or the barometric pressure or whatever it is they call it these days. But it's funny to me, you know, how we all perceive things differently and we also feel things differently, energy-wise too, because that's for sure a whole lot of energy. So anyway, with all that being said, yes, welcome back to the show. And I don't have a lot to say today except that it's hot. So I'm gonna just go to the phones and see what we have here. All right, so let's make a choice. I try to go with who I'm feeling. I blame it on spirit, but and that's the thing. I I kind of cheese out on it and say I'm asking spirit to pick, but really, is it? It might be just me going, I don't know, that looks like a good number or not. I don't know. So let me go to area code 201. Actually, there's a few, there's two of them. So 201321. If you want to then, you know how we do here, we kind of smell the roses, blow out the candles, and we get ready for me to come to your phone here. All right, so let's see what we have. 201, you're live.
Hi, Jenny. This is Jackie. I'm sorry. I was just listening. You could pick me up.
Oh, Jackie, hey.
I don't want to,
what's that? I can't
I
hear you.
I need about maybe 5 more minutes.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, boop. I'll put you back on hold. Oopsie. Hey, you know, you just don't know. People could be, you know, washing their dishes or whatever while they're listening. So let's go. All right, we're going to reset. Now, smell the roses, my friend, and blow out the candles for 951 right here. You're live.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, it's good to hear your voice. Thanks for having your show. It's amazing. I just haven't been listening to Block Tap Radio, and I know you had your show a couple hours earlier, and I clicked on anyway, and you're just starting up. So I think that was kind of a we may be linked.
Yeah, actually, I kind of changed my show up a bit where I just come on when I'm feeling it. So it's good that's a good coincidence that you found me then.
I feel connected, so that's special.
It sure is. It sure is. So how are you doing tonight?
Okay, I guess I'm kind of feeling a little blue. I got a new car, and I ran into a pole yesterday. And,
oh, no.
But it's not too bad. I got a Hyundai Kona electric vehicle, and they called
me
out on the job. It's been like 100 degrees out here, and somebody got robbed.
Yeah.
Ran a truck into their beauty salon in the back roll-up door, and they stole some stuff, and they did a rash entry and everything, but I kind of wish I didn't kill them, but it isn't too bad. You know, the boat, it doesn't look too bad, so. But
well, thank God
I'm
sorry. Were you hurt?
No, I wasn't hurt, but I've been working a lot
thank
of days,
gosh.
So I've been in 108-degree heat, so I'm kind of famished. I had to stay off. I had to stay off.
Today's that's good. Good you got a day off at least. It sounds like a lot of work and way too hot. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So is there anything I can help you with tonight?
Oh, just, you know, emotional heartbreak and physical thing. I have a thing with my head and neck and back and everything. And
okay. Can you refresh my memory about, I know that maybe a long while back we had tried a little bit with you. Tell me how your pain level is today and things like that. Let me see how you're doing with that so I could, yeah.
I got a massage earlier today, but I still have, I still have aches and pains and stuff, so. But, I guess I'm a 6 or 7, so I'm not that bad, I guess, but.
Oh, well, that's not good, though. That's not, 6 or 7 is pretty significant, actually. You know, I think probably you're used to it for so long that's no big deal, you know, but so
yeah.
what what side of your back? Let me know the areas that you need work with.
Well, I received a death punch about 20 years ago, and that's right above the heart, you know, right between the nipple and shoulder. And
okay.
A lot of my, you know, so that my back hurts on the left side. And now on the right side, I got my skull fractured about 40 years ago, and it goes all the way down my spine, so.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So you need, I figured you need a lot of broad space of area,
I
suppose.
Kind of embarrassed to tell you, but my mom wanted me to pray for the stigmata, you know, the wounds of Christ when I was a kid. And so I don't know if that kind of came true or what.
Aw. Well, I don't know.
I'm a Wednesday's child, so I'm a child of woe.
Right. Yeah. That's where Wednesday got her name on the Addams Family, from that saying, the child of woe.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that.
I'm glad
yeah.
you told me that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So listen, I don't know. Yeah, you know that it's going to be just radio silence. Can't help that. I do want people to know, though, that in archives, what happens is the network here just, like, totally cuts off the silence. So it seems like I've only worked on somebody for, like, a second, but really it's – I think the most I ever work is, like, 2 minutes, and then I come back and we see how you're doing. So I'm just letting people know. It's going to be radio silence for a few minutes or a minute, however I feel, and we'll get back right to you. So if you're ready, I'm ready when you are.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
All right. Excellent. I'm going to start now. Okay. How is your back
yeah.
feeling now?
Better, actually. My solar plexus are feeling all freed up. Seems like I kind of felt I got something really stuck in my solar plexus at lower chakras or something
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
I'm tingling and a little fun in the tummy kind of deal.
Yeah. Actually, I was working on, I never say what I'm going to do until I'm done, but I was certainly working on something that, you know, a lot of times these pains, the chronic pain stays with us because there's blockages or it's an emotional thing. And I just saw this interesting mess, like a energy ball, you know, kind of a culmination of energy right there. Right near the belly button, and I started to move it away, you know, And I wonder if usually when I see something like that, it's because it's related to whatever it is we're trying to work on, you know? So that's interesting.
Well, I did colon surgery. I did have colon surgery a couple of years ago. And
oh, wow.
That was had to do with all the tummy area. So they cut a couple inches right below my belly button, and they took about a foot and a half out of my colon out.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow.
And I really didn't want to do the operation, you know. I told them I didn't want to
right.
do it. And then I, you know, for what was it, about, I don't know, it was about two and a half months, and then I decided, well, you know, I better do it. And it was all paid for with the Kaiser insurance I had. I have Aetna now, and they charge, I think they charge a lot, you know, the copays
yeah.
up there for today. And they wanted to do chemotherapy too, you know, and I only did one treatment, and that was way more than enough. I never should have even done the one treatment of chemo.
Yeah.
I don't recommend chemo for anyone.
Right.
I don't think.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
The chemo will kill you faster than the cancer, you know, I think, you know, because it will give your immune system, you know, anything to kill it anyway. So people that usually have chemo, you know, like Alex Trebek, you know, usually they die anyway, you know. I think, I don't
yeah.
know, chemo really kills anybody, but it's part of the $1 trillion medical plan we got going with Bill
yeah,
Gates and everybody, you know. But so I did that, and you know, but I didn't even want to do the other one, but you know, the doctor says, well, you know, that colon cancer would have spread all the way through the colon, you know. But it could have went away too, but maybe not, you know. So anyways, it's
well, that's
now.
Interesting. Yeah, no, that's interesting. That, I mean, I do not do like diagnosis or anything like that. That's not what I do, but it's interesting that I saw something there, and I definitely wanted it to move away, so that's good. You know, I mean, you just never know. But how is your back doing? We were at, what, a 6 or a 7. How does that feel?
Yeah, I feel, you know, I just feel a lot better. Maybe a lot of my problems were, you know, in the belly or whatever area, because it may be part of the heartbreak, you know, that I'm going through. Because this other girl I live with and stuff, she's not talking to me now, so I haven't done anything on the first. I knocked on her door about 5:30 in the morning, and she got really upset. I wanted to move her car because I have a new electric car. You know, the car's electric, so I wanted to charge it up in the garage. But I was really shy about doing it. I just knocked really quiet, but she didn't answer, but she sets up later, so she was got upset. She may have been kind of afraid or upset or something. I don't know. But maybe it'll blow
and
over.
And how long? Yeah, huh? How long have you been with? Like, what caused the heartache there? Did you guys break up recently, or what happened?
Well, we're just roommates. You know, we're just roommates.
Okay.
She's quite my junior, and you know, she's from Spain, and so then, you know, I don't know, but
well, what are you heartbroken about?
I don't know, just you know, I don't know, maybe a past life, you know, maybe a marriage in a past life or something.
I see. Well,
but,
I don't know.
I feel a lot better now, though. I feel a lot better. You did your work, so.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. It's always nice to hear from you. And like I said, I don't have a schedule anymore, but you can find me when you're around Blog Talk.
somehow, I mean, you didn't even advertise your show. You just felt you were like you're going to have it, put it on for a couple of minutes, and then had it, right? You didn't put it on a couple hours earlier, did you?
No, I didn't. No, I don't need to advertise. I figure whoever's supposed to be here comes,
I love it that way.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's, you know, that's special, like I was saying before. That's a coincidence that isn't really a coincidence.
I know. I think so, too. I absolutely do. I love, it's like a synchronicity, right?
Yeah, well, I really love you, and thank you so much for your work, and, you know, I really appreciate connecting, and hope you can, I can do you a favor sometime, or I'll just accept the gift.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. That is so kind. I really appreciate it. All right. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Huh? Yeah, well, I feel a lot better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Aw, that was so sweet. I just love it. That's the thing, though. I have some awesome friends, and they're all like, hey, you know, let's do this and let's do that. Or, you know, you're a healer and you can, you know, make a killing here, you know, whatever. But, like, I got to go with my heart, you know, and with the flow. And it's, you know, when I follow my flow, I'm never, like, it's never a wrong thing. It just feels good. You know what I mean? Like, you just flow in there like you're swimming, going with the river. Going with that flow, it's brilliant, and it never steers you wrong. So with that being said, I want to go back to Jackie because I had worked with her last week, and I really want to see how she's doing. I picked her up earlier, and she's like, no, I'm not ready. So I hope you're ready right now because I kind of want to talk to you. Let me see. I forgot to say breathe in the roses and stuff. But, yeah, you're live. Are you there, Jackie? Hello.
Yes,
hello.
I am
I'll
here.
Give her... Yes.
I'm here.
I just wanted to see how you're doing.
I was in a car,
okay.
And my son and husband were talking, and everything was sound like I was on another planet. So.
Aw.
How are you doing tonight? Well, you know, I'm doing okay. I just came in, went to go get something to eat. And I'm doing okay considering the things that are going on at work.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just taking it, just letting it pass me by. Trying not to be affected by it.
It's, well, you know, I think, Jackie, sometimes we expect ourselves to be superhuman, you know, like sometimes it's like, how can we not be affected by certain things, you know, and then we're too hard on ourselves for that. Do you know what I mean? And so don't be too hard on yourself if you are feeling emotions or whatever. I would say honor them more than anything. Be like, you know what? I'm having this feeling right now, and it's okay, actually, because it's like it's in accordance to what's going on. You know, I don't think we're meant to just be robots and not feel anything. I'm just saying.
No, I've just been working on not internalizing all the shifts that's taking place and the negativity. Like I just don't want to receive that right now. It's too draining. So I'm just doing what I have to do and just let it be. Whatever happens, happens.
That's right. Oh, perfect. So you know what you're doing. You don't need me to. So I wanted to know, how are your eyes doing? How's your eye doing?
You know, earlier today I did have some... just a little bit of blurred vision for a moment. and then it kind of like went away, but it's feeling a lot better. Like when I feel the pressure, you know, I'll just meditate. I'll calm down. You know, I'll make a concerted effort to do that. Every once in a while, I do feel just a little bit of pain, but it's a lot better than it was last week. And last week, it was getting bad.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. So is there anything you'd like me to help you with tonight? Can I do some more work for your eye, or is there something else?
My eye and my leg? My knee, last night, my knee was hurt, it was so bad.
I'm sorry, because I always have a hard time hearing you for some reason. I'm so sorry.
Okay. It could be the headset that I'm on. Can you hear me better now?
I can. Yay. Okay. That's so much better. Yeah. So which leg is it?
My right leg.
Your right leg, and it's your knee?
Yes.
Okay. And then it was your right eye as well, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, yep, for those of you guys listening that don't know, I just make radio silence here as I work on people, so it will be quiet. Just try to get comfortable. If not, it's no big deal. You can still move around if you need to, but I like it. If you're sitting still, that helps me a little bit, just a little. All right, so are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start now. All righty. Okay, Jackie, I feel like, I don't know, I always have where my little helping spirits are like, yeah, that's good. So how's everything feeling?
It's feeling okay.
How's your knee?
Where I'm sitting right now is feeling okay. I'm not, like, putting pressure on it. It's not tender at this point.
Okay. Is there any pain in it? Because if there is,
no.
Then I would like to work on it again. Okay. So right now, no pain.
No pain right now.
Excellent. And did you have pain before?
Just soreness, but you know, it also could be just absent on some weight, but the tendon, right in the inner knee, has been kind of sore.
No, I couldn't understand that part. What did you say?
It's been a lot of tenderness, but it's not as tender at this point.
Okay, cool. Hey, let me give you a little quick thing here. Just another quick blast. There you go. Hopefully that helped you.
Absolutely. I'm just glad just to see you tonight, you know. I wasn't expecting you on tonight as well.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just doing it. I'm going with the flow, my friend, and it's nice to hear from you, too.
Thank you. It does feel a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. That's what I like to hear. That's what I'm here for. All right. So I guess until next time, my friend, I hope you do super well, and I hope you are able to get away from all of those things that are going on around you. I know it's not easy.
Friday.
And I gave you a little...
Friday.
Yep.
I make it easy Friday, then work is out the way, then I'll come and I can just concentrate just on my family right now. Because I've had 50 late months of working from home, concentrating on other families, and that can't work.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Well, that's beautiful, my friend. All right. Well, until next time, I'll talk to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Yes, I like to
You're welcome.
Listen, though.
Okay, I'll just put you back on mute, on hold. All right, have a great night, my friend. Okay, and the phone just keeps going off the hook here. So let me, let's see. I made it a point to get as many calls as I could. I tried not to talk too much, but, you know, I can't help myself. So let me choose. All right, area code 323. So what I'd like you to do is smell the roses. We breathe in and we blow out the candles and you get ready. I'm coming for you. Area code 323. Oh, and oh gosh, I hope I didn't hang up on them. I clicked the thing and it disappeared. Now, either that person had an emergency or I hung up on them. And if I did, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You know, like, I hope you come back and listen and realize that I did not hang up on you on purpose. I would never do that. All right. So we're going to go. I'm going to do like eeny, meeny, miny, moe or something. All right. Let's do. You know, I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I see a 631 area code, so naturally I'm drawn there. So, okay, smell the roses, blow out the candles. We're going to go for area code 631. Hopefully I'm not hanging up on them either. Hi.
Oh, hi.
You're live.
Hello. Hello.
How you doing? Yeah?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What you doing? What can I do for you?
I didn't know if you were doing readings or...
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't do readings on this show. We do free energy healing. It's like,
okay,
if
I would
you
like
have
a
anything...
energy healing, that would be great.
Okay, so what can I do for you? What do you need?
Just have more self-confidence to date, to bring the right person in.
Okay, so this is the part where I ask questions first, okay?
Sure.
So when you say you don't have the confidence to date, what does that mean to you? Why do you feel that way?
Because nobody wants to date me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not nice. That's terrible. And so that affects your self-esteem, is that
correct?
Right?
Yes.
And, I guess I don't want to put words in your mouth. So if you don't mind, because this helps, like my helping spirits, we kind of listen, the universe is listening. And it's like, so how does that make you feel personally? Like I can guess how it makes you feel, but like what are you feeling during these times when you're saying to yourself that they don't want to date you? What does that feel like?
Sad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess the sense of self-worth is a little bit low and then, you know, a little bit lonely. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
And then... do you think that if you do find someone, that then you'll be complete or then you'll be valuable? What's your line of thinking there?
No. I think I'm a valuable, complete person, but I want to share good times and bad times and with someone.
Good. Oh, good. I'm so glad you're saying that because that's important.
I've always felt like that.
You know?
It's just people don't seem like they have time to date or want to date.
Yeah, and it's been tough, too. I know, like, what happened with our quarantines and all that. I mean, it's been really tough, and so I hear you. So I'm just trying to get a clear thing of what I can do for you energetically, you know. So even though you do have a good sense of value, you do have a good sense of self, there's still parts of you that feel sad and you'd like to attract the right energy. Does that sound correct?
Yes, it's not that I can't attract. It says I'm attracting people who have no time or just think about themselves, so I can't date myself.
Right, yeah, I hear you. And I'm enjoying your accent because I'm originally from Long Island myself, and I'm just loving your
accent. I didn't even know I had one.
Right, I know. We don't have the accent. It's the other people, right? But
yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to do what I can. I don't think you've ever listened to me before. So let me just explain that when I bring the universal energy to you, it's just going to be radio silence. So what you could do is just get comfortable and close your eyes if you like to, and I will just work on some of the thought patterns as well as like the attraction thing. You know, maybe we can just brighten it up a little bit to attract a better person, you know, because sometimes like attracts like, and then if we're a little bit jaded because of our experiences, then that also is a reflection to others too. So if you're ready, and that sounds good, I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start now. Okay, my friend. There you go.
Hello.
Hello. All right, well, I gave it my all, and I gave my little, you know, blessing and help for the patterns and also for the attraction for, you know, the most awesome mate for you, and I really hope you find that.
Well, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. All right, thanks for calling, and have an awesome night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, well, look at that. I didn't think I was going to stay here that long. What with the heat and the thunder and the lightning and all that, but we held on, and knock on wood, I didn't lose electricity either. So that's pretty awesome. I want to thank you guys so much for being here, those who called in and those who were listening. It's always my pleasure to be here. It gives me such joy to do this work, and I couldn't really do it without people like calling in, you know, and being vulnerable. I think, you know, I've said it many times before, but it's like really important, you know, like something that shouldn't go unnoticed out there, because there's so many people that are afraid of being imperfect, especially in public. And like me, I'm not. You could see I'm not perfect, but I somehow managed to come on here, you know, and do my thing, you know. So it does take a lot of chuspah to do that. But it also takes a lot of chuspah for people to call in and say anything that's going on with them. It's kind of like really personal. And so I appreciate when people feel comfortable enough, I guess is the word, to call in and share with me. It means so much to me. So with all that being said, I will see you next time. You can click follow on my show to figure out when I'm going to be on, because I don't know. But, you know, keep checking back or go find me on Facebook. It's Jenny Satori, S-A-T-O-R-I. You can also follow my YouTube. I do some YouTubes here and there, and it's all about healing. So, yeah, check it out if you like to. Otherwise, I will see you next time, and please, please go have a moon dance. Bye now.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. Fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to wear watching all the summer light seems to shine in your place. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just travel inside. Then I know how.
Can I just have one more dance with you, my love?